time now for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Toyota Sound, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
Hey, good evening. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of PCSN Live right here on WSKV 104.9 FM. And, again, thanks for everyone for tuning in loyally that do. Again, I know we're going to miss one guy because Ken Jones listens to us every week. Again, still missing Ken, and we're going to kick off tonight with volleyball. And this weekend they did host the Ken Jones Classic, which we'll talk about that a little bit as we get started here.
Yes, they did. The Lady Pirates, I can't hear myself. You could turn my headset up there a little bit, get myself a little on the confused side there. There we go.
Yep.
The Lady Pirates did have the Ken Jones Classic this past weekend. And the Lady Pirates actually were able to squeeze in five matches, which is impressive in one day, even though they played the best two out of three. The Lady Pirates did a pretty nice job. They ended up losing to Robertson County 25-20, won the second set 25-20, and then lost that third set 15-11 to lose 2-1 in that match. Faced off against Lee County, they won 25-18, lost the second set 25-18, and won the third set 16-14, as Powell ended up winning that match to go 1-1 in the Classic. And then they lost to Fleming County 32-30.
Wow.
Lost set number 2 25-15 and set number 3 18-16. And then they beat Lee County again 25-15, 25-14, and then lost to Harrison County 25-13, 25-12. But some of those matches, just like even last night, they ended up losing 3-1 to Owsley County. They lost the first set 25-23, won the second set 25-11, lost the third and fourth set 25-22, 25-22. It's those close matches that they're right there on the cusp of being able to flip things for to win the match, and just at times just can't quite get over that hump. But at times they play really well, and other times just some breakdowns, whether it's in service, whether it's setting too close to the net, kind of creating problems going into the net, different little circumstances and situations. But the Lady Pirates at 7-16 overall here on the season.
Yeah, that's not really neither of us thought they would have that. I'm not saying it's a bad record, but that type of record. We thought it would be better than that. This team potentially is a better team than what they're performing. I do think you're right. I think the service inconsistency has been an issue. As talking to Coach Jesse Tackett a little bit the last couple of days, she feels like their receive passing is having the issue. We're setting up the server too close to the net, and then we're setting balls maybe, I thought, too close to the net, where even our person that's hitting maybe come across the line or into the net. So we're having a lot of those net line violations, whether that's caused by the receive pass or just a regular pass that's too close to the net. I think we have some of those as well. I don't think it's all just receive. I think some of the passes we have are just too far up, and it causes our setter issues. And the net has been called more this year than I can ever remember it called before. But they're not wrong.
True.
They're not missing any of those calls. It just seemed like it's been called more this year, whether that's a point of emphasis they went over this year or whatever it was. The line's been pretty cross. And it's by everybody. It's not just like Powell County's the only one doing it. But I think we're doing it more than I've ever seen the Lady Pirates do that.
Agreed. Yeah, and I think sometimes, as you alluded to, as far as like the setting into the net, sometimes that momentum as you're coming in closer to the net, now that momentum is carrying you just not much. It doesn't have to be much,
no,
but
just
enough to cross that line, you know, whether it's into the net or crossing that bottom line there to create that foul. It's unfortunate where the Lady Pirates are. And sometimes on the setting, mistiming the jumps, and therefore you're hitting it into the net as opposed to a potential kill shot, and yeah, that at times has been detrimental.
You know, Powell County typically goes with a high set, and whether our players are not in the right position or what it may be, I think the sets are not terrible. I think the sets are playable, very playable. We're just hitting, I don't know, maybe not the right shot at the right time. Our bodies aren't adjusting well to where they're supposed to be. They're not getting set up for the kill shot. They're not getting off the net and coming forward. It's more like they're standing still and waiting for something to happen, and not exactly how you truly want to play the game. It's just you got to be back a little bit off that line and coming forward. You get a bigger jump. You get bigger arm swing. All that stuff happens with momentum coming forward, and it seems like we're staying stagnant a lot of the time. So more movement wouldn't be needed, I think. And again, this is not a bad team. This is a really young team. You have a couple seniors that get a lot of the playing time. It's Kylie Baker and Emily Lawson. Those are two seniors. And then you have three or four juniors. And the rest of those kids that are playing, you got some eighth graders and freshmen that are really trying to kind of get some time in and maybe jump ahead of some others. But I'm not sure some of those kids are absolutely ready for a varsity match. We saw, I think, last night some of our kids maybe a little outmatched in a set. Maybe weren't ready for that type of game or that type of pressure. Not sure which one you want to call it.
Right.
You know, in practice, you can look really good because there's not as much stress on you in practice. In the game, everybody's watching. Parents are in the building. You got all kinds of different things going on. So maybe some more pressure when you just get in there for a few points and see what happens from there. I even talked to Jesse about some service rotations. Like, we got kids just going in to serve. I was asking her as a former volleyball player, is that a hard sell? Like you're coming in to serve when the person goes to the back line. That's your job, to go in and serve. We've sit out. You can maybe be sit out for 10 minutes. You're coming in cold just to serve. Is that hard? And to me, I would think that is something that is very mentally. You got to stay really focused.
It's like being a designated hitter.
Yes.
Before the designated hitter became a true part of the rotation.
Even if you're a pinch hitter.
Sure, of course.
Those guys, they start going down the tunnel, starting to get ready about the 6th, 7th, 8th inning. They might get called, they might not, but they're starting to get ready. You know, when you're playing volleyball, you're just sitting on the bench.
There's no ready other than time to go in. You better be ready. Right.
So that seems like, to me, it seems like it's a hard thing to do. We got a couple players doing that. And they've done an okay job with it. I'm not saying that. It's just, it seems like we're putting them in a little bit of a bad situation before we even start. But everybody does it. It's not like it's just a Falcon thing. Every team's got your kids that are really good at serve and maybe really good at receive, and they stay on that back line, and they come out when they get to the front line. But, I totally get why we're doing it. I just wonder how much pressure is on those kids just coming in cold sometimes off the bench.
And you know, there would have to be, especially in a highly contested match, right? You know, if all of a sudden now you've not necessarily had many opportunities, depending on how the score goes, now all of a sudden you're coming in and now we're close and the pressure's on, now I've got to serve right. Now you're inside your own head as opposed to going through the motion just serving. Now you're serving it into the net, or you're serving it long, and it's just like, oh, here was my one chance, and now I've turned the ball back over.
And, you know, I know the coaches are also looking at your past performances in games. And
sure.
As Jessie pointed out to me, too, she said, well, you haven't seen this game or this game when this player really looked really good. So we got them an opportunity here, and maybe they didn't look as good at home, but they looked really good on the road, or they may have earned it like in the tournament we didn't see. And we don't see everything. We just see
sure.
That nice performance, and that's all we can kind of base it on, and until we get other information that comes in. But most of our stuff is just, we call what we see. If it looks a little off, we'll probably say it's a little off. That's just what we're It's what our jobs are. Again, we try to look at stats. We try to look at some of that stuff. But the eye test, to me, is just where it is. How do you look? Do you look comfortable on the floor? Do you look relaxed? Do you look like, are we talking as much as we should? Are we doing the little things? And, you know, we've done this now, I don't know, it's a long time with volleyball. We're starting to get to where we're comfortable covering, and we kind of know what to look for a little bit better. And I just feel, I know we're trying a different type of play than what people got used to with watching Powell County. And I agree a little bit, like, you know, for forever we played the way Ken liked to play, was just volley. Hope another team messes up, they're going to put pressure on you if they can, but they're not going to make many mistakes. That's not a typical volleyball performance. And it's also what we always talked about. It's not a performance that you're probably going to win a region with. But very successful, won a lot of districts, 15 districts.
Yeah.
Won playing that way. You can't argue. So I guess it comes down to this. If you're viewing your schedule on what is successful, winning a district or okay, I'll take it back, winning games, winning district, winning region. What are your goals? What are you trying to do? If you're trying to win the region and you're not even, throw the district out the window. If you're trying to win region, then I agree with the change of style. If you just want to win the district, maybe you try the more consistent type of volleyball to win the district. But I understand the process of the change, and I think we're kind of going through that still with the new group of kids and trying to play a different style, which is more aggressive, more like, I guess, higher level volleyball is played. So that being said, you kind of got to look at it a couple different ways. This is a change for Powell County Volleyball as well. So I'm not going to be too critical, because I do know they're in the process of changing some things up, and it's a different style. Most of these kids now, though, are the seniors, I guess, are about the only ones that probably play for Ken.
Juniors
maybe play a little bit, but that would have been about it. So once this group of younger kids comes up, this is all they know. And then we can make some determinations based on that.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that this team lacks, if there's a lack as a comparison to other teams, we don't necessarily have that, I'm going to use this term loosely, big-time player that can come in and dominate on that front line with kill shots. We saw it last night with Haley Bird for Owsley County. She was a beast in many respects, right? When they set her up, you're expecting her, that power behind her hits, that downward force, and not that our team didn't do a great job of trying to get some of those digs and things, but you look at the Wolf County team, the same thing. There is that one dominant player that you're setting up, not so much consistently, but on a regular basis, just based on their
Wolf, you got a couple of those kids.
You're right. And so, I don't think we have good players, but I don't think we have that next level player like that. Granted, they're young, but somebody, I believe, or some bodies are going to need to step up and gain that confidence within themselves, saying, you know what, I'm going to be that player for my team, to where all of a sudden you start making those power shots. Sometimes we're hitting it too much into the net, and or at times we're hitting it too long and it's going out of play without that consistency.
The way you said that was a very appropriate, I think. I alluded to this today. You all have players that have a killer instinct that just want to beat you to death.
Right, yes. And when I step on the court, people are going to know, correct, that's that player.
Yes.
Right.
I want that
reputation.
I want that kid to be there and want that for themselves.
Correct.
Then your team maybe follows that suit. And we've had players similar to that or have tried to do that in the past, has not always worked well. But we've had those types of players that are more, this is the feared player. This is the one who wants to get the job done and maybe better at it than most. So, yeah, I think, you know, sometimes the athleticism may have to improve a little bit. I just think the confidence in this, give me the ball.
I mean, right.
set me. I want the kill shot.
I know this is going to come off as being however, but I almost feel like that our teams consistently were almost too nice. Nice kids, right? They are. They're good kids
awesome
the board. Kids. Our student athletes, they are a great group of kids. Pick any sport, they are a good group of kids. Sometimes, though, that when you step onto the court, the floor, the field, or whatever else, you have to make a mental change and all of a sudden put your mindset in that beast mode that all of a sudden I'm dominating. I'm going to control the game. I'm going to have that confidence, that ability, and I'm going to start doing that. When you step off, guess what? You can go back to being yourself again. But
you know, you say that, and I always go back. I had a player when I was coaching basketball with the boys. I was coaching a JV squad. Myself and the other assistant would disagree on this player. But the player, to me, always never cared if he took the shot, if the pressure was on. He wanted the ball when it was crunch time. And the argument was between me and the assistant, we would disagree. And I understood his point, but I want that kid to have the ball. He wants it. Let's give it to him.
Right.
Now, we have another kid that may be twice the player, but doesn't want the ball.
They want the pressure.
No. I'll ask you, who do you pick?
I'm going the kid that wants the ball.
I'm the same way.
I'm going with the kid that wants the ball.
I'm the same way. That player now is coaching a different sport here locally, and he's going to fight around the sawmill, try to get wins. And that's the attitude that you want to have. And, I tell that kid to this day, I'm still proud of him for what he did. And he knows this story.
But win or lose, I can take the pressure.
Yes.
Right? But yes. I have the confidence in my ability.
That I can get it done.
I can get it done, absolutely. Yes, and I wish, again, collectively, some of our teams, I wish they had that killer instinct on the field, on the floor, wherever, to say, you know what, this is my house. You're not going to get by me. We're going to win. We're going to dominate. I'm going to be more aggressive, right, whether I'm at home or on the road. I'm going to be more aggressive. Again, during this time frame, when I get off, boom, I can go back to my normal self, for lack of a better way of putting it.
You know, persona is something everybody always talks about. Tiger Woods, and I'm just going back to golf. They wouldn't say he was a jerk, but he's on the course. He's not going to talk to you. He's not going to cut up. He's there to kick your butt. He was taught, you ain't winning today. I'm here.
Right.
I'm winning. Now, I'm going back several years with Tiger, not like now with his injuries. But when Tiger's, and I think still mentally he says it to himself, when I step on the course, it's mine. And I don't think he believes himself as much as he used to. But
agreed,
other players,
and that's based on injury. He's a realist.
When they knew Tiger was in the field, they're thinking, okay, I don't have much of a chance today.
Right.
Tiger's playing. And I think some of our teams get caught up. I know ours for softball, we get caught up with Estill.
I think collectively our district teams, I think they do.
I mean, I see some teams that have actually been at worst 50-50 with Estill, like volleyball. Now with soccer, we can do a flip. We've improved in some. Some don't have the long list of years defeated by them to where you can have it just, you're beaten down.
But they breed that mentality over there.
Yes, they do. And that's not a knock, by the way.
No, but
that's
we don't.
That's a positive.
But you could go back and do the same thing before Stoops came at Kentucky football.
Yes.
It's a culture, and we have bred a culture of thinking that, oh, we can compete, but they're actually better than. No, it doesn't matter who's on the jersey or anything else. You step on that field, and I'm going to beat you because it's irrelevant what name's on the jersey.
And like for that example with Kentucky, Bob Stoops believes it. Mark Stoops.
Yeah.
He passed that. Bob's his brother.
Right.
He passes that on to his players. Now, as a fan, and I feel like I'm fairly knowledgeable, is Kentucky up with the best teams in the SEC right now?
No.
But from a third-tier team, we're now a two-tier team. And we're still thriving to be a top tier.
Correct.
This process, and if we continue to get the kinds of recruits, kinds of portal changes that Kentucky's getting, maybe another 5 years, we're there. But right now, we're still second tier. We're not top tier, but we're ahead of where we were 10 years ago.
Agreed. But the culture changed. They changed the mindset of the culture, and therefore, guess what? We're going to win, just like you and I have talked countless times. It doesn't matter if you and I are playing darts. It doesn't matter what we're playing.
Yeah.
You're going to try and beat me. I'm going to try and beat you yeah. because we have that mindset that I'm better than you at any given time in any given sport. Now, not that we necessarily are, but I have the mindset that I'm going to at least be competitive, and you have that same mindset. You're going to be competitive, and you're thinking you're going to win. I'm thinking I'm going to win. It makes for a good battle. But if you go in and all of a sudden you're realizing, oh, this is who we're playing, we're probably going to get beat. No, don't.
Well, and I'll say this. I love playing golf. And one of my favorite people to play golf with back in the years past was Kevin Lawson. And I would tell him every day we played together, I'm going to beat you today. He just laughed at me. He said, no, you're not.
Right.
You're not good enough. And he wasn't being mean. He was just that
a better player.
Better.
Sure.
I mean, it was just, but I would always, I'm always starting out, I'm winning today. And at least if we could get kids to that point, right, I'm going to beat you today. And then they can say, no, you're not, but I'm going to try to beat you today.
But how many individual sports do we have? And there's part of it as well. Most of us, you know, our teams, they're team sports,
yeah.
right? So collectively, if we have that mindset, you can't have, you're either all in or you're not. Same thing I tell the kids at the elementary school. You know, let's say, for instance, all of a sudden in the cafeteria, you're talking too loud and it's quiet day. Guess what? Oh, but we weren't talking. It doesn't matter. You're all a team. You're
yeah.
a classroom.
Yeah.
You're all in it together. The same thing with the team concept. We're all in it together. Collectively, I believe in you. You believe in me. We're going to cover it, you know, each particular play, and we're going to continue to improve and get better.
That's a really good point you're making there, because I'm talking some individual sports, and it's really hard to compare individual and team.
Absolutely. So yes. Even his daughter. I mean, she's the golfer, and therefore, under the circumstances, she's not only, you're basically playing the course, right? And yep. at that point, if I play the course and I beat the course, then I should be in the mix as far as being able to place well. I don't care how you're doing in golf in that regard, right? If we're paired together, you know, we're on opposite teams, I'm not keeping up with how you're doing or anything, because I don't want that pressure on me. I'm just focused right. on my game and what I'm actually
That's
doing.
That's all you should do.
Yes.
On those sports.
Right.
Now, I want to ask Jessie this. If she comes down and talks to me tomorrow, regardless of the outcome tonight, I want to ask her this question, because that brought up a good point. I want to know who on that floor is your vocal leader that's going to get in somebody else's stuff and say, look, you got to do better. I don't know if we have one.
When you bringing that up, I was reflecting back, and I agree. I don't think we do.
But we've had some of those kids in the past.
Yeah, we have, yes. And sometimes that's what it takes.
And maybe,
right?
Maybe I'm going to suggest that tomorrow. Maybe you have someone who is. I'm getting ready to get in your stuff if you don't start
a leader.
Yes,
someone to step up to be the vocal leader
vocal
for the
leader.
Team.
Now,
right?
You don't have to be perfect. You better be able to back your game up a little bit.
True.
And I understand there's different positions in volleyball, but still, it's a team concept. We got to talk better. I got to be a leader. I've got to do better. If you challenge each one to be that leader, they may all collectively do better. The outcome may change.
But at the same time, not only that leader calling out mistakes, but then rallying everybody together when you're down, saying,
positively,
come on.
Positively.
Yes. Come on, you all. We got this. Come on. Let's get out there and let's get a stop right here, whatever it might be. It doesn't
Mallory
matter.
Mallory Porter was perfect for that until she went in a shell and it was all over. I mean, it was just, but the positive side of it, you got to find a way to find that.
There's that balance.
Somebody's got to step up and be that leader on this team. And,
right.
I haven't really, we don't hear them real well. We're in the booth so far away, but I haven't seen it between the players. And I would like to sometimes see that person. So, like, hey, let's go. Come on.
Well, switching sports on the football field, who would you think that particular person, if you were to pick one person, who
on
would
our
you say?
Team,
yes.
I would have to say.
Who do you think would be that particular leader or vocal or whatever else to kind of rally people around?
I don't know if we have a vocal leader or not. I know performance-wise, you'd have to think Aiden Larson.
who was quarterback. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yes, because whether he's hurt or otherwise,
he's going to be out there playing.
He's going to fight through, right? Yeah. And at the same time, when you have a leader like that, you can't help but rally behind them and be like, you know what? Come on, let's do this again.
Yeah, I'm playing through the same injury you got, but I'm going to play, and you're going to sit out. Let's go.
Correct. Yes. And just using that as a sidebar example.
But it's a good one, and I get that. But you know, I think that's something that all of our sports has to have. And I don't think you can make yourself be that person. I think that just has to be naturally in you. I don't think that's something that.
I think that's a learned behavior. I think you have to find your voice and that confidence within yourself to speak. Too many people are just like, oh, I don't want to upset the apple cart. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or upset anybody. It doesn't matter. If you're speaking the truth in that regard, and ultimately you're trying to get everyone to come together and perform better. There's nothing wrong if you're calling out somebody, whether it's the right or the wrong, on any particular play or circumstance, as long as it is you're there saying, come on, we can still do this. We made a mistake. Come on. Again, I made a mistake, not you made a mistake. We made a mistake, or we had a letdown there. Come on. Again, let's rally behind and be that uplifting
person. I think every
person.
Team needs that player or a couple of players that can do that. Yeah, you can have a player that's doing the right things. You're following that lead, and I get that. Somebody's got to be the vocal leader, and if you don't have one, and again, you could rub people the wrong way. I totally get that, but losing is not the answer either. I mean, something's got to change. What culture's got to change? Atmosphere's got to change. Change something. Don't do that. You can't continue to do the same thing and expect to change the result.
Correct.
Something has to have the result to change. But
yeah,
anyway,
you're exactly right.
Powell County Volleyball is in action tonight at Lee County.
Yes,
so,
another district matchup for themselves.
I don't know if they're NFHS there or not.
I'm not sure if they are as well.
They talked
Lee
about,
County, yes, they are.
They talked
yes.
about doing it before. So
yes, Lee County is in
we may have to try to check and see how they're doing. They're probably still in a JV contest at this point. But anyway, big district game coming up for our volleyball team, which we've been talking about now for about 30 minutes.
And actually, just as a sidebar, so not only tonight's match at Lee County, they are at Breathitt County on the 4th. They are at Owsley County on the 6th and at Lee County on the 9th. So actually, last night, now I'm thinking about it, was actually their...
At home with Lee County on the 9th.
Yes, excuse me. Yes, yep. at home against
It'll
Lee County.
Next and last broadcast will be on the 9th.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So at this point, the Lady Pirates have defeated Estill in district play. They've lost to Estill as well. Now they have lost to
Owsley
County, and they still have one more game against Owsley and two against Lee.
They need to win out.
They need to win out in order to be the one seed.
Yeah, so a good luck to the Lady Pirates, and it starts tonight at Lee County.
Yes, it does.
So, we'll step away for a break here on PCSN Live.
What makes Whitaker Bank uniquely Kentucky? Our mission is to provide comprehensive banking products and services to our customers and to invest in the Kentucky communities where we live. Whitaker Bank is a reliable partner guiding you towards solid decisions for today's evolving environment and for whatever challenges tomorrow might bring. We are committed to building comprehensive, long-term relationships with our customers and the communities we serve. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You need to check with Monty from ProTech Security. There's no install charge on the base system. No phone line is needed, so all you have to worry about is a small monthly fee. They can install cameras. They can do full home automation, fully interactive so that you can lock your doors when you're away from home. That's your local security company, ProTech Security, keeping your home, business, or other location safe and secure. Give them a call today, 663-9348.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across Central and Eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvin.
I didn't turn me on.
Welcome We're back. Back.
We've covered volleyball and we've covered mindset. Now we need to cover soccer.
Girls soccer. The Lady Pirates and Pirates actually both played last night in a key district matchup. But we're going to go back to the 18th real quick, where the Lady Pirates once again defeated Perry County Central at Perry County Central 4-1. So not only did they beat them here at home, 10-0, I believe, was the final, to be able to go 4-1 on a turf field to get a win against a nemesis in some respects, yep, as far as in the 14th region.
On their home turf.
Exactly. So to win, you know, against them twice this year, a nice, yep, win. And then ended up losing to West Carter 2-1, did the Lady Pirates. And then last night at Estill County, they lost 3-0. Tough win, tough loss against Estill County. But we saw when Estill had them here at home, that was a tough match. Very physical. The Lady Pirates ended up losing 4-2. Basically, were down early, fought back, you know, to get those two goals. But I feel like the Lady Engineers, a little bit more physical than probably what we're used to. And I think going back to what our prior conversation, you're going to have to find a way again to even be more physical. Not that you want to be, not that you want to hurt somebody, but you've got to realize you're in my way from a win, from a championship, whatever it might be, and I'm going to kind of push you off and take it to you in that regard.
I love our girls' team. We're a couple, maybe a couple players short of where I thought we would be.
Losses have been very close.
Yeah, our record doesn't indicate of how well we've played.
Agreed.
Our defense is our strong point. We've got some really good scores, but again, our game depends on defense, and the games we've lost has been by a couple goals or one or two goals a game.
Two goals, one goal consistently, yeah, as far as the outcome.
So if you know, we can't afford to give up scoring wise because we're having a difficult time scoring, apparently. We can't give up more than 3 in a game and expect to come back and win them. If you're playing a solid team, another team who is also really good on defense. Estill's good on defense. We saw that over here playing on turf. It was a 3-0 contest. So, I wonder, I think our girls may have made good adjustments defensively. They played one goal better than they did here. I think that's a good thing going forward. We said this earlier off the air before we went on. These games with Estill, depending on the seed, Essel's 1, Powell's 2. Really, that's it. There's no more teams. It's just Powell-Estill. Powell is the 1, or Estill is the one, Pal is the two seed. But it all matters who comes up the next time they play. Who is a higher seed in the region. That's going to be huge.
The draw. Yes.
And really, I think that you may see Pal Estill in the regional final. You know, I think we can definitely beat Perry. Letcher's the other team that's in the equation. So it just depends on how it comes out there with the draw. I think that, you know, Pal and Estill right now in the girls' side, possibly the best two teams in this region. That being said, I saw Letcher play really well last year in the tournament. Estill played very well. I thought Pal played extremely well last year. So my expectations of this year's season was obviously to have a better record than what we have, but we've played really close games and we've played some good competition. So, I'm not going to sweat a ton about the record because we're playing good enough. They just got to cut one goal off a game and maybe be a little bit more aggressive on the offensive side of the ball. I'm not sure what they need to do.
But well, when you mention even within the region, so Estill County, the Lady Engineers sitting at 11-6-0 on the season. Letcher County Central 7-9-0, Powell 7-8-1, Perry County Central 8-7-1, then Knott County Central 3-9-1, and Hazard 0-10-1. So yeah, Estill, Letcher, Powell, and Perry, obviously the four teams.
And Perry's got the next best. The only other winning record
is yes.
Perry, and Powell has defeated them twice.
Correct. So, in many respects, with the exception of Estill sitting there at 11-6.
Oh, I think Estill.
It could be.
I think Estill's a team to beat.
Agreed. Yes.
And I don't know enough about Letcher to say. We haven't had a head to head with Letcher this year.
7-9 on the season.
So they're right where we are.
Yeah.
You know, Perry on a given night, you have to be a little bit worried about them. You can't just say it's going to be an easy match.
Sure.
But again, I think the draw is going to be huge. But like I said, Estill, I think, is going to be the region favorite going in. After that, I think Powell will be a two. Letcher Perry probably a tie for three. I just think that's kind of how the region looks down. And I really think that you could see a Powell-Estill final in district play. Or you will see a Powell-Estill final in district play. But then you can see a Powell-Estill final in soccer. If these girls come out and play the way they're capable, they could win a regional title. And they just have to bring their A game one time.
And be confident, right?
Yeah.
Be consistent as far as your passing, your defending. Again, defensively, they've done a really nice job. Just not enough offensive scoring, but then you have to credit the defense of the teams that they're placing.
Well, when you're playing good teams, then I think – You know a lot more about soccer than I do. Most teams try to, I guess, structure themselves to be a defensive team. If you're not good on defense, you're not winning soccer games. So I think pretty much everybody is pretty solid defensively. I think Powell can be really good. I think sometimes we get beat with speed. That's maybe the weakness we have is – I know Estill County has a little quickness on us than they did last year as well. Just a little speed with the ball going driving to the goal. I think that's the only difference. Again, some of our defenders aren't maybe as quick. But, man, I'll take our defensive backs against about anybody. And the way we play around midfield is pretty solid. So, I like our team. I think that they're better than the record indicates because they've played some pretty good competition. So, make sure you get out and see the soccer team play. Tomorrow night will be their senior night. They have, I think, four seniors, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Yes, that is correct.
So tomorrow will be the last opportunity to see these girls play at home this year. So come out tomorrow night. Game time is at 6. So if you're looking at the schedule, we don't play Bath. We don't play Knott. We don't play whoever, but we do play Fleming.
And I will say this, there's actually, it lists two teams for tomorrow. Originally, it was supposed to be Knott County Central.
Doubleheader.
That is no longer exactly on the girls and boys. Both teams were supposed to have played against Knott Central. So it actually says a 6:30 start for The Pirates playing host to Fleming County.
Yeah, 6 o'clock it will be the senior night festivities.
Correct. Yes, that's. I'd say that the game match won't start at 6:30, but the recognizing those seniors will be at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, be there for recognition at 6. Again, that probably won't take about 20 minutes, but then they'll have been a little bit of delay before they start. It probably will start at right at 6:30, I would think. But good luck to these girls. They've had a really good season. And I'm sure they'd greatly appreciate all the fan support they could get tomorrow night here at home on their last game at this field.
Yeah, and we've talked about this at various times, too, and I thought about this when you started talking about the speed. One of the things that our players need to do consistently, regardless of sport, during the off season, let's use soccer as the example, you need to be going out running, right? Conditioning yourself, well, because they run a lot in general, so therefore if you can run, right, in sprints, you pick up some of that quickness.
I was just going to say, I do think this, though. This is probably the hardest working team.
Oh, the girls soccer sports. Team? Yes, for sure.
I know the basketball team's out getting there a couple miles a night in. This team, all spring...
While you all were playing softball, they're conditioning,
so,
yes.
I don't know if anybody's working harder year-round than the girls' soccer team. So, and if you watch, and they've got stamina. They can, their endurance, nothing wrong with. Maybe you work on some speed drills because it's a different animal. Get a little stronger. That's a different animal.
Right.
It's not just running. It's get stronger, get physically stronger, be able to absorb a push, a hit. Whatever,
and to be able to do that to someone else, yeah, to get them off the ball.
Yeah, we're not big. We're just Powell County doesn't grow big kids. We just never have, and I don't know if we ever will. So that's just been an issue for us for a long time. Is just we just don't have a lot of size here, so our kids are a little bit smaller, and we got to work around it. Either be quicker or stronger than the other teams. That's all.
Yes, you're exactly right. I will mention who those four seniors are again. We'll have. Them recognized tomorrow night, but it's Carly Patrick, Elizabeth Reif, Kendra Lee, and Kaylee Smith. Again,
yeah, they're fun to watch.
Yeah, yes, they are. Yeah. Again, soccer, I enjoy soccer. They are fun to watch. They do a lot of good things. Again, just too many matches that are just a little bit too close, those 1 and 2 goals. Again, it's easy to flip that script in some respects. Right now, collectively as an 11-person team, that unit, you got to do a better job making solid passes, things like that, to give you those opportunities
to
score.
And I think they're doing better. And still, it's a young team. And I say that there's several juniors on this team. But there's some young players that are doing really well, too. So, experience-wise, this group has got it. They've got some good senior leadership. And I think this is the time this year and then again next year. This is their window. To go out and get that possible regional title. And I think it started last year. Not to last year. I think we're a year early. But maybe we'll just rebound on this next year and go for it. So
yeah, Coach Victoria Spencer and the team, they've done a really nice job. Again, it's unfortunate that you can't quite close out those 1 or 2 goal differential losses. But nonetheless, very entertaining. And
find something to do differently. That's the only thing I can say is as far as getting those wins over somebody else. But that being said, we'll take another break. Be back with boys soccer here on PCSN Live.
Hearn Funeral Home has been family-owned since 1939 and is currently under the direction of Hondo Hearn. They have proudly served the families of Powell County and other surrounding counties for over 75 years, helping them to celebrate with compassionate care, dignity, and respect at an affordable price. Contact Hearn Funeral Home for all your pre-planning needs at 606-663-4375.
Hey, Carolina, penny for your thoughts.
Okay, take your penny and get a brand new iPhone 12 at Appalachian Wireless.
Yeah, all right.
Seriously, a brand new iPhone 12 for a penny at Appalachian Wireless with a 2-year contract.
So what you're saying is a brand new iPhone 12 for a penny with a 2-year contract at Appalachian Wireless.
That's literally what I just said. Of course, supplies are limited.
At Appalachian Wireless, we get you because we are you. We are
Appalachian Wireless.
For terms and conditions.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Welcome back to PCSN Live. We are preparing to talk about boys soccer.
As the Pike County Pirates, with a record on the season of 11-3-3, they've actually won their last three matches. They defeated Bath County. We had that match for you, 6-2. Defeated Buckhorn 12-0 in the first half.
Yeah.
And then defeated Estill yesterday over at Estill on a turf field again, 2-0, to get a nice win for the Pirates. And they ended up defeating Estill 4-3 here at home. So now you go on the road, you defeat them. Coach Bernie Vasquez really has this team clicking in many respects. Would like to be able to go back and get some of those close losses themselves as well. They lost to Johnson Central 1-0, Berea 1-0. You know, some of those, it's tough. And Johnson Central, who they lost 1-0 to here recently, had a draw 3-3. So, again, tough matches that they're playing. But, again, their record of 11-3-3 overall, really nice job.
This team has exceeded my expectations this year. They've had more kids come out that are actually contributing. I really like what Bernie has done. Now, that being said, this is something I would say to the boys soccer team. You play again on Saturday with Paris. That's the game you should win. Then you've got to play next week versus, I would think, Wolf County. It'll be the fourth
state. Out of the district, yes. The 54th district in soccer.
Do not get complacent at this point. Season's been too good. Season starts over at district tournament week. You can just erase your record. You haven't proven anything in district play yet. Next week it begins. So regardless of how you finish up Saturday, your season begins next week in regional and district play.
District play, absolutely.
And if you don't win game one, you just come to the house and say, okay, we had a good season. No, you didn't. Because this team's not going to have a good season unless they make it to the region and go deep. That's a good season.
I would agree. You know, when you look at actually who's ahead of them, Perry County Central 15-2-1. They lead the region. Jackson City 11-4-0. And they've defeated Jackson City twice. The only reason Jackson City is ahead of them is that the Pirates have the three draws, as they've won, lost one, an extra one, and then it's the Pirates. So at that point, everybody else basically, besides Hazard, 7-6, Estill 7-11, Letcher Central 6-7, Wolf 3-12. You know, you go down the line, you're exactly right. You cannot be complacent and think you've accomplished anything when Wolf County is standing in your way of going to the championship. And then potentially, whether it's Jackson City or Estill, they're standing in your way as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you can't win the district. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I've seen teams before. Man, we've done pretty good this year. We got it in the bag. No. Don't go that way. Don't go that direction on me, because I have seen too often in district play where really good teams go in and that other team is amped up. I'll just be honest. I've never seen a Wolf County team that's going to lay down and give you a game.
Well,
I don't care what you're playing.
Well, the Pirates defeated them 6-3 in overtime.
Correct.
The first time that they played against each other.
So be leery.
And double overtime at that, you
Not
know,
there.
Extended time.
Right.
Yes.
Now down here they got a little bit bigger victory.
9-1.
Do not think that you're going to come out and they're going to just roll over and give you a win. That's not how Wolf County approaches anything. Again, that's our old rival.
Yes.
And I know Powell County to them is still a huge rival.
Yes, it is.
So how you view them and they view you is totally different.
Well, and just like we've talked, whether within the district and in some of the other sports, let's use basketball, when we play Lee and Owsley, regardless whether it's boys or girls,
they're
coming for you,
yeah.
Right? They're coming for you. And in some respects, I meant to say this earlier when we were talking about the girls' volleyball, that was only the fifth match that the Lady Pirates had lost to Owsley County.
Historically.
20, three
plus
of the
years.
Three of the five were in 2015 where Owsley won all three. The other one was early 2000s, and then last night was only the second time. You cannot be complacent or think, oh, we beat them for 10 years in a row or whatever it would even be, and thinking we already have this. You have to show up and be prepared regardless, because they're going to bring their A game.
It's like this. I've talked to teams in the past. Okay, let's say, and I'll use softball for the example. Owsley County, we've had a pretty good record over Owsley for years. Once they get the first win, you opened up the floodgates. Because now they're going to think, we can beat them now.
Right.
So all it takes is that first one.
Now, that
this group at Owsley County, it's been a while since they beat us.
Correct.
You just opened up the floodgates.
8 years since 2015.
So tomorrow, or Monday night, I guess, the second, first round district play, right?
Well, we go to Owsley. We still have them
on the... No, I'm talking about soccer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, next week, we still got...
Yes. Yeah, the second and third.
Yeah, so get your A game on for Monday, because Wolf County is going to have their A game for you. You might as well get ready for a contest, because it's not going to be... I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk from them. And if you do get past round one, round two is definitely not going to be a cakewalk. And just because you beat Estill twice and Jackson City twice regular season does not mean you're going to beat them for the third time.
Well, in Jackson City, actually, one of their matches was 1-0. And
correct.
Then...
that was pretty sound, I think, right?
It was. I don't know. Oh, here we go. Well, actually, one of them was 1-0 and then 3-1. So that's close.
That's
and
close.
Obviously, with Estill, 4-3 and then 2-0, close again.
4-3 in a shootout.
In a shootout. So, again, it's not going to be easy. You better stay focused. You better be prepared.
Correct.
Regardless of who's on the pitch. You better come out, have everything in line. You better be prepared and put up big numbers.
Be confident. Be proud of your season, but don't set on regular
success.
Season success.
Yeah.
Go for postseason and go for the gusto and try to get your first regional title. That's where your mind should be focused, but you got to win one game at a time to get there.
Right.
And anything can upset your apple cart. If you're trying to get there and get beat round one, well, you're just coming home.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
And then just kind of put a down note on what was a really good regular season.
Yeah, so, and this team is very exciting.
Yes.
Again, if you have a chance to go see the boys play.
Even Saturday, go watch them play.
The district tournament is at Estill County coming up. Again, go watch them. I will mention their seniors as well. Aiden Berry, Aiden King, Brennan Bush, Kyle Nickel, and Caleb Epperson. Outstanding players. They are so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
Defensively, they are solid. Offensively, not really flashy, but at the same time, they make really nice passes. Sometimes they'll try and go over the top and use their speed and quickness to try and out-hustle particular teams. They're very unselfish. They find the open player to try and get the best shot on goal. They enjoy playing with each other. You can tell that even going back to the last game as far as the seniors being recognized. Some of those players were able to get some goals, and how excited were their players, some of these seniors who normally would play defense, to be able to get a goal or two. Again, very exciting. Coach Bernie Vasquez and Coach Victoria Spencer doing a great job.
I promise you, GPAs, there's not another boys team in this district that's going to come close to that boys soccer team. I'm telling you, especially the seniors, these kids are, and you may have four guys, five seniors or four seniors?
Five.
They may all five be on the front row come graduation day. I'm telling you, and your valedictorian could come out of that group. I'm telling you, that is a gifted group of kids, not just on the field, but those are true student athletes at the finest, at some of our best, at some of our best students on the soccer team. So I'm proud of them, not just for their soccer play, but man, they kicked the doors in academics. They just,
right.
And that's what it's all about. So
well
done.
Even like we talked earlier, as far as just the character of our student athletes.
Yeah.
Good students, good kids, academically focused. Enjoy what they're doing. Sometimes just need to twist that mindset a little bit more and go in there and be like, you know what? I feel like that's how the boys team is, though.
Oh, I do, too.
There's one team I feel like that kind of has that. They're just like, you know what? We're here, and we're going to – when we plan to win.
I honestly believe it's part of their strength is their intelligence. Is because they are so intelligent, and I'm not saying they're wiser, they know all this stuff. They're older than their age.
Sure.
These kids are some mature seniors, and what I'm saying by that is they understand we can't look over somebody, or at least I hope they do.
And they've been coached well.
Yes, and I love this group of kids. I'm aging myself. I'm either really good friends or coached a lot of the parents right there on that group right there, and that really kind of fond of them. So don't let me down now, boys. So
no, again, we're looking forward to a district and regional title, and they are very well capable of doing that,
and
including the girls.
I'm looking forward to both boys and soccer for a doubleheader.
Yeah.
Doubleheader win to go to the state tournament. Be back in a moment here on PCSN Live.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that other banks just can't match. Whether you're needing a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, our team of local professionals have you covered. Visit 53 East Pendleton Street in Stanton, or visit them online at pebank.com. Join their family of satisfied customers today and experience the hometown difference at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Allen's Hardware is a hidden gem in Clay City and known for their dependable down-home service. Visit Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road and you'll find Valspar Paints, Echo Power Tools, Electrical Supplies, Septic System Accessories, Key Cutting Services, and even U-Haul Rentals. That's Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road in Clay City. To find out more, call 606-663-1122. That's 606-663-1122.
Welcome back to PCSN Live. Our last segment, we got a few minutes left. We're going to talk about the football. And we got a big game coming up Friday with McGoffin County. And as Ken, as I've talked about off the air during another break, possibility this game could decide whether or not you go to the playoffs or not.
Correct.
No pressure. That's
how big it is. But I will say this, though. The Pirate football team got the onus off their back by getting a big win against Fairview this past Friday.
Yeah.
Homecoming. They won 59-16, but you could see that they were ready to play homecoming, playing for pride, if anything, right? And they did a lot of different things. Not as many mistakes, couple mistakes, but still in general, they cut down on their mistakes. The offense obviously clicked really well. Defense came up with an interception, a fumble. I think they actually stopped them one point when they were going forward on fourth down. So again,
a
very, very competitive game. The Pirates led 22-8 at the end of the first quarter, 45-8 going into halftime, and then 59-8 at the end of the third quarter, and then 59-16 gave up a touchdown there in the fourth quarter. But great
night
performance.
Night and day difference between what we saw at West Carter and last week against Fairview. And I'm not saying Fairview is as good as West Carter, because that would be a wrong statement too. But what Palcaine did last week was to perform to the ability of what they're supposed to do.
What we this thought.
Team. Now I don't. I'm not saying they're going to put 59 up against everybody else. They're going to play.
Yeah, sure.
But they're going to play solid. They're going to get better runs. The line will block better than what they have been doing against some other teams, and I would expect Friday night's game to be really the only downside of about Friday night's game is it's at McGoffin County, and I'll always give the edge to the home team in these kinds of, even if they're coin flip matchups, I give the edge to the home team, and this is definitely a coin flip game.
That it is. I think even going back to last week's game, I felt like the offensive line played much better. Yep. They were able to block off the line and give some of those gaps for our backs, whether it was Spangler, Lopez, Miller, even Green a couple of times. I felt like that they did a really nice job. And then defensively.
And don't forget Larson.
And Larson as well, yes. And then defensively, Fairview was set up to pass a lot.
Yep.
The coverage in the secondary was really top notch.
And I would say the pressure was the best I've ever seen it. As
on
far
the
as
quarterback.
The quarterback pressure.
Absolutely,
was huge.
Yes. Again,
I think the kid had a great arm and had some good receivers.
Yes.
He had no time to find a receiver.
Right. If we can do that again and take last week's win and that momentum going forward, realizing this is truly the first game of the season because it is a district matchup. And at this point, you're going on the road. You better be prepared. You need to come out with a win if you're expecting to make the playoffs.
It's never easy going to McGoffin. I don't care if you're a 25-point favorite. This is not going to be an easy game. By RPI, I think RPI has McGoffin maybe like 1 point or 2 points
better. Yeah, not much ahead of us.
They're
exactly
about the same.
Right.
I think I look at the yardage gain. Powell County is around 1,600 in offensive or in rushing yards. I think McGoffin is only around a little bit less than 600 total rushing yards, but they do a really good job stopping the run. So that's going to be the telling factor is can McGoffin stop what we do? If they do, it'll be a good ball game. If they don't stop it, then I think Powell County wins. But if they're able to stop us a few series, or we've seen in the past, if we stop ourselves, fumbles, bad snaps, penalties, those types of things happen, then again, we're allowing the other team to be in the game.
And it was 4 years ago that we were in the same district.
With McGoffin.
So at this point, the Pirates have an edge head-to-head against them. Again, let's hope that you can turn around come Friday night, continue with that winning way against them at this point. More importantly, get that second win, gain the momentum going into the following week.
Which is another
key district matchup at home against the Engineers. But they have to perform like they did last week where they cut down on their mistakes. They did a better job blocking, pass coverage, pressure on the quarterback. Again, to me, I told Coach Mike Jones, I felt like this was probably their best, most complete game. With that being said, 1A Fairview, they only had 17 players, but at the same time, the overall performance, I don't think that you could have really asked for too much more.
No, but again, the big thing is you don't want this to be a trap game.
True.
People are just thinking, okay, we got Estill next week, big game. No. The big game is McGoffin on Friday.
Well, we're 1-4 and they're 1-5. Neither team has proven anything yet other than we have a win.
If you don't beat this team, not only do you not, you probably won't make the playoffs, you probably don't deserve to make the playoffs. So the playoffs this is a playoff game.
It is a playoff game.
You win or you likely, unless happens.
On the outside looking in, because it's not going to get any easier against Lawrence County.
A lot tougher.
Yeah.
So a win on Friday, I think, kind of doesn't lock them into a playoffs, but weird things can happen. But if they lose on Friday, I will tell you this, it's going to be really difficult to make the playoffs.
Now, I will say this real quick, just as far as a recap of the district, Lawrence County sitting there at 4-1, Belfry 3-3. You have Estill County at 3-3, and then, as I mentioned, McGoffin County 1-5 and Powell 1-4.
Yeah, I just think that some of the teams that those teams have played have been pretty good teams as well, and I just feel like this is your best opportunity to get a win in the district. Not that it's your only chance, but it's the best chance. So if you can't take this one out, then the other four are going to be really tough.
Again, I'm looking for good things from them. Again, I hope they take the momentum going forward. They open up their offense playbook just a little bit more as well. So it'll be interesting to see how they potentially throw in some of those other options that they had.
You wouldn't think they would have used everything up to this point because
of course not.
We're saving it for district play. So,
absolutely.
Let's hope they haven't. Then we'll see what happens on Friday night. Again, our time 7 o'clock, game time 7:30. We will be on both.
I believe we were on Facebook Live in addition to
radio.
Facebook Live and radio.
So tune in to again. Most of you guys will probably tune in to Facebook Live, and so you can watch and listen to the game. So again, thanks to Ethan Moore and our sponsors for being able to do that. Again, Estill County will be playing, I think, as well, but they'll have a home district game. Or are they even playing this week, Nick?
Estill County. I actually just closed out my app to see actually where we were. That's all right. Let me look here because it's coming up real quick. Estill County is actually off this week.
Okay.
And they'll have a week off before they travel on the road to face off against the Pirates. But so they lost 33-12 to Lawrence County.
So we'll probably see some of the Estill County folks in McGoffrey County tomorrow night watching the little scouting report, I would think. So, but anyway, again, come on out Friday night to support the Powell County Pirates against McGoffrey. We need all the support we can get up there to make some noise for our kids. They do play better with people backing them. So,
yeah, I would agree with that. We've had good groups in Sayersville, not that far down the road.
Not that far. I'm about an hour away, and the roads are getting better. Still got to go through a little bit of construction to get there now, but
it's going
to be really nice.
Yes, it is, once they actually get that complete and finished.
I'd also advise you to go early because parking is fairly limited up there at the new football field.
Up on the hill.
Newer, I would say.
Yes.
And new school. So, again, hope to see you guys Friday. Hope to see you guys tomorrow night at the soccer action. Against girls soccer, senior night, be there at 6 o'clock for senior recognition, 6:30 for the game. Saturday, boys play at Paris. Volleyball, I'm not sure what they have the rest of this week. I don't think anything, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Just tonight.
Yes.
At Lee. So, again, next week start district play at Estill County, October the 2nd and 3rd. Be the boys' semifinals and the girls' finals on Tuesday. So stay tuned to WSKV for all the updates and who's playing who and where and when and all that good stuff. But, again, for Ken Simon and myself, say good night and hope to see you next week here on PCSN Live.
Joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Toyota South, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protex Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.
Like WSKV-FM on Facebook.